I'm Lizanne Flynn. I'm a master healer who works with all earthlings to reunite them within themselves and with each other, regardless of the dimension they're currently in. Meaning, I'm a medium as well as an animal communicator, medical intuitive, and channel for all beings. I use the tools of shamanic journeying and soul retrieval to support animals and humans as they heal from past trauma. I'm certified as a Reiki master teacher and as a canine massage therapist. This is the Animal's Eye View podcast. As I may have mentioned in my last podcast, not too long ago, I was in San Diego visiting my Navy son, Huya Navy, who had recently returned from a 9-month deployment, and we were also welcoming into our family his new wife, who is a delight, and as an aside, who is also a fabulous artist. You can follow her on Instagram at The Lady Lavender. And of course, as I've often said, Colorado, where I live, would be an altogether much better place to live if only there were an ocean right in the middle of it. And so the ocean was among the things that I was most anxious to see, although I teased my son that it was a tie between seeing the ocean again and him after such a long time. Kidding aside, it was most definitely him. I mean, no, wait, that's right, it was him. I have to say that something that still feels a bit off to me, having my son, either of my kids, be in a place where I'm not close by. And I remember visiting my kids when they lived up in Fort Collins while attending college, and driving home, I often felt this feeling and I thought, what the heck am I feeling? What's going on here? It felt odd to leave them in a physical place where I wasn't close by. It's gotten better over the years. I used to tell them that I'd love to build a compound where we could each have our own houses, yet we'd only be within a few miles of each other. And at the time, and perhaps still, they both gave that kind of a hard pass and generally mostly humor my attempts to adjust and shift as our paths diverge. I'm proud and happy to say that I perceive the bond of love to be deep between us, and I'm excited for whatever comes next for all of us, even though distance separates us. One of the things that we did while in San Diego was go to a dog park, because my new daughter-in-law has an absolutely lovely female German Shepherd mix by the name of Sam, and it was so fun to go to the dog park because, of course, it was right there on the beach. We had dogs. We had the ocean and the beach. We had dogs playing in the ocean and the beach. I literally could not see a downside here. It was most definitely my happy place. And at the time, I stated most emphatically that I'd come and just dog watch, which is like people watching, only way better, because the energy was so lovely. The beach was so lovely. It could be hot out, it'd be cool out. You could bring your little camping chair, you could bring your little umbrella, your cooler, or whatever you wanted, a book to pass the time in case you got bored, which I can't imagine watching the dogs and then the dogs and the dogs interact and then the dogs and the people interact with the other people. You get the gist. It was just one of those really, really immersive experiences. And it was definitely that the dogs were holding space by creating a container in which humans were peacefully coexisting, because the dogs were also peacefully coexisting. It was a fabulous time of sun, surf, family, and animals just being in joy, because we were together with other beings who were also in joy. And sure, there were very occasional energy bumps, as I would call them, maybe even more accurately, energetic speed bumps. I wouldn't even call them, you know, like fisticuffs or harsh words, at least between the animals. And as I said, I was paying more attention to them than to the other humans, who would also meander ever so briefly into my energetic field of vision, and who were not paying as much attention to the energetic undertones that were present. At least that was my observation. Although energy with a capital E is the master language, it is also one that humans, most humans, I think, have forgotten. And we're not anxious to learn it because we perceive that we're doing quite well, thank you very much, with science as our translator. The thing is, science, like religion, is a system of beliefs that deliberately separates observer from what is being observed, which quantum physics would tell you is impossible to do, actually. Everything is affected by everything slash everyone else constantly. And to put it another way, we separate the experiencer and their most vital tool of interpretation and translation, the body, from the experience. Because the underlying belief dictates that all experience is subjective, as it's meant to be, I would interject. A personal interaction with energy in the moment on this planet of experience. But the thing is, that doesn't mean that it's not valid or true or imbued with meaning for the whole, which is what watching dogs at a dog park will tell you. Because again, we experience something. We'll talk about bioelectric fields of energy that the body actually naturally creates for itself in just a little bit here. And so if I experience something, if you are one of those individuals who has a body, there are those on the planet who might be a little bit more sensitive to this, the trait of high sensitivity I've talked about before, than others, there still will be your body bringing into your, I guess, field of awareness or awareness period, bottom line, hey, there's something that just happened here, and there's something going on with that couple over there. That's your nervous system talking to your body. And I, it's important for you to know about this because I'm not sure what's going on. And as the body, it's my job to keep you happy and healthy on the planet for as long as you're supposed to be here. So I need you to pay attention to this. This is what's happening, even though humans, to a certain extent, aren't our word consciously aware or even conscious of that happening. And of course, there would be science that says it doesn't exist. And I know that even in using the E word, energy, capital E, that I might lose some of you. But again, as we've been talking, because it's so nebulous to us, because we've shoved it so far to the back of our awareness that our bodies have lost contact with the thread of it, the authentic thread of it, as all other species on the planet know and understand it to be for them in their respective experiences. And I know that it's what many of us are struggling with right now because we feel the shifting on the planet. We can see it in how our animals aren't struggling. And maybe you've asked yourself, how is it that it seems so easy for them to be joyful? And why can't I find even a moment of joy, let alone a moment of peace in my life? In the year-long intuition immersion program that was channeled by me from the universe, we come at the subject of energy over and over again in many different ways. And one of the best ways to immerse oneself in the language of energy is by, I found out, watching dogs at a dog park near the ocean, or really wherever your favorite dog watching place happens to be, even if it's in your own home with several dogs, cats, and other species, because it's not just dogs, y'all. It's every other species who know about the fingerprint of energy. And I call it the fingerprint of energy because it is unique to each individual life form on Earth and by extension then collectively forms an awareness of each species. As humans, we see this from the outside, and we use our belief systems and our interpretation to attempt to derive some meaning from what our bodies experience. Because we've been told that what our bodies experience can't possibly be authentic, which is a silly thing to do on this planet. When I'm scheduled for a session, and it doesn't really matter what kind of a session it is, I'll be asked by a client if I need a photograph of whoever it is they want me to connect with. I think perhaps that's because other intuitives use this method as a way to help them hone in on the energy of the being. My response is usually that while it's always nice to see who it is I'm going to be working with, that isn't necessary for me to connect. And in fact, the intention of my client is what makes the whole session, air quotes, go. Their intention in energy and wanting to connect opens up what I call a window of energy through which entities of all kinds can poke their heads if they so choose. And for me, that window often opens up a few hours or maybe even days before the session. My body will alert me that there's another energy fingerprint other than my own with me. In connecting with my own fingerprint and my own bioelectric field of energy across dimensions. It doesn't have to be in this dimension by itself. And I'll be able to discern the gender, whether it's animal or human, whether they're here in physical form or already transitioned. Just as when you look at the whorls of a fingerprint, each one is unique and each one illuminates a bit of the whole picture that's present. This is what this energy is like. I always follow the lead of whoever I am working with because with their access to multiple dimensions, they know much better than I do what information needs to be shared in the highest and best good of my client. My body will then communicate thoughts, emotions, situations, etc. to my clients that I know they're often quite surprised about and at the accuracy of the information. That's not me. It all comes down to the fingerprint that is as inseparable from energy as the soul is from the body on earth. Which is why watching dogs at a dog park or any animal beings interact with each other is so fascinating and just fun. We know what we observe from the outside about tails, hackles, ears, and mouths all being in a certain position that we think signals to other dogs and to other animals how they are approaching another being. And what I implore scientific observation to do at this point is to evolve beyond that, and everybody else as well, so that you can feel the energy of the mutual fingerprints that are being perceived by the animals in question. Because although they're really smart and highly intelligent, we often think that whatever happens between them actually moves much more quickly than we think is possible. Which is true, because the energy connection between the two or the three or however many numbers happens to be present was forged long before any perceived visual cues appeared. Science and other disciplines have uncovered that the body is its own generator of electricity and or energy. And did you know that the heart operates on a separate electrical grid, if you will, than the brain does? Which I think is pretty cool. And naturally, of course, it does this for animals as well. And because other species don't have the belief systems getting in the way that we perceive are so important to us, they're able to much more easily connect with pure energy and the fields of energy of other beings on the planet. They will see and feel this identification factor as being exactly what it is. And without it being clouded with words and actions that are completely divorced from the intention that's present. So, even if there's an alert tail raised, once the energy is synthesized, which again, seems like it happens in a nanosecond to us, a decision is made whether or not in that nanosecond, this other fingerprint is safe to connect with and to have fun with and to play with. And then they say, let the games begin. And of course, there will be times on this planet of sunshine and shade where initially the energy seemed great for them, and it was all systems go, only to change a few minutes later, an hour later, a day later, a month later. It doesn't really matter the reason, and it doesn't really matter the timing either, to a certain extent. As humans, of course, we want to know why, because that equals us having more control over what we perceive as a sketchy environment to begin with. We are equal parts predator and prey. And so if you step out further into watching dogs at a dog park, you'll be able to see their fingerprints conjoined with other fingerprints that are clearly affecting them in this moment, even if those fingerprints aren't physically present with them in this moment. A similar sort of had a bad day or a good day at the office kind of thing when you hit the front door of your house. None of us ever operates in a vacuum as much as we might think we do. We could add into that any ongoing health issues, what's going on in other dimensions for them, their past lives, etc. Yep, it all gets thrown into the mix. And as you might see now, all the more important that it is to them that they remain in the moment to be as secure as possible in who they are. Their bottom line is that it's all exploration to them. Even the ones who are frightened by the ocean initially can choose to take a step forward and let the cool wash of the ocean feel like a balm to body and soul. In the same manner, they know who and how you are as well. You can also choose to begin to understand the fingerprint of energy on this lovely, lovely planet as a key into understanding yourself better and, by extension, all others on this planet, certainly within your own species first. Everything else flows from that. So that in the end, you can be like your favorite canine companion in a dog park on a beach with so many other lovely beings of all species around and just playing your heart out. At least, that's how the animals see it. Thanks for listening today. Leave a review if you're so inspired, and be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I offer all new clients a free 15-minute consultation. Reach out if you think I can be of service via www.lizanneflynn.com. Come and find me on social media, Facebook, Twitterverse, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I invite you to sign up for my quarterly newsletter on my website, where I also post notices for upcoming events such as new classes and online psychic fairs. This has been the Animal's Eye View podcast. I'll see you next time.